This month, KUMD is connecting you with your legislators as they enter into heavy debate in St. Paul in the 2015-16 budget. Some of our representatives have been at this longer than many. Today's guest, Mary Murphy, has served our region for 39 years.
I'm Mary Murphy. I'm state representative from the area that's called 3B. Some old and some new, but mostly new and different and beautiful. Some city, then little city Proctor, and then the townships.
How many years have you been representing? And so this is quite a change in your the shape of your district.
Right, because I used to have a lot of Carlton County when I started out, and then all the way through till this year. This is my 39th year. So I'm number third in seniority at the legislature. No rural woman has ever stayed as long as I have, and very few rural people. Willard Munger was one, and he was my first representative, you know, so I learned from him that this is a job of service. This is something that it's a privilege to be doing, and the people are counting on you, and so don't mess it up. That's kind of the advice he gave me all those years ago.
Well, speaking of seniority, what committees do you serve on?
I serve on the Ways and Means Committee, which is the umbrella committee for all the finance committees. And then I'm on Legacy Finance, which is the money that the people voted to do outdoor heritage, clean water, parks and trails, and arts, history, and culture.
So Minnesota.
People said, yes, put money in those funds and do a little more. Don't do what the state is supposed to do, but a little bit more. And it's amazing how that's caught on with the people of the state. And wonderful projects have come out of that. And then I'm on education finance.
So education is new for you.
Education is new in the sense that we're talking policy and finance, the education finance. Right. But it's half the budget.
Right.
And so it's a great responsibility.
That is a big part of kind of what's in the news about the governor's budget surplus proposals are probably, you know, hitting you in the education finance committee. And is it feeling unwieldy or is it manageable or is it exciting?
All of those things. It's exciting in the sense that we're not cutting. And in the last biennium, we filled in the holes. We paid off the debts. We paid back the schools. We ended with a balanced budget and had some increase per pupil unit funding for every school district in the state. And that was a good thing. Governor Dayton, he proposed a 1% increase for 2016 and 2017, another 1% in 2017. But of course, to listen to the people that are coming before us now, that's not nearly enough. We need at least $350 per student.
You really do spend a lot of time hearing from people, more so in this budget year. Is it just a parade?
It is. It is, with the number of people that come to the office as well as the people that want to testify. They're sincere, and they want to tell us, and they want to give us as much information as possible. But mostly it's, we know what we're doing. Trust us. We all have the same goal. It's for the kids. It's for the families. It's for the future. If we don't educate the kids properly, if we don't offer the proper options, then we won't be a world-class nation, and our kids, we're not going to get out of the pit. There's all kinds of solutions to help us get out of the pit, and we have to pick the right ones.
Right. Do you have a favorite over all these years or right now? Is it transportation, environment, or education?
All those things that you mentioned are priority issues, but education is really the one. But even within all of education, my favorite is libraries, because that's lifelong learning. library services are ever growing, and the budget isn't growing with them, and they're the ones that have made do all these years.
What do you want us to know here about your work in St. Paul this year?
I think I work my hardest. I spend an enormous amount of time at the legislature. I know what's going on at the legislature. I keep up with what's going on in every committee. I try to represent the views of the people as they express them to me, and they do through emails and telephone calls and so forth at my state office. And I think their district is in good hands, and I'm subject to input and disapproval if they want.